We are learning Mesechtas Shavuos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the second line of the Gemara. In the Gemara, it says, Ve'elu nishba'im v'noitlim. In the Mishnah, it says, Ve'elu nishba'im v'noitlim. The Mishnah says that there are certain cases you make a Shavuos HaNoitlim. What was the first case? The case was a worker comes to collect his wages. He says, where's my wages? And the boss says, I paid you already. So the halacha is that the worker can make a Shavua to get his wages. And Rabbi Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yehuda said, it has to be a moida mixas. It has to be, you know what, right, I owe you 25, I don't owe you 50. And that's the case where he makes a shuas hanoitlim. But either way, the shuas hanoitlim, according to Tanakhama, is in any case, any argument, he can make a shua and collect his wages. According to Yehuda, only if the boss is moida mixas. But even then, usually it's the boss's shua. Here we say, the chiddush is that the sachir makes the shuas hanoitlim. He makes the shua even though it's the other one being moida. So we have to explain, why do we have a shuas hanoitlim? Dr. Gemara, ma'ishno sachir, the kinu le'rabbanon, the mishdav of a shakal. Why in the world do we make a takana for the sachir, for the worker, that he makes a shua and he collects? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha is gedol shalom kan. We have big halachas over here. Halacha is an halacha ma'ish mesina. Break them out. Halacha is hanehilchas anu. Is it a halacha mashina? It's the rabbanon. It's not a halacha mashina. Elaim et hakana is gedol shalom kan. We made a big takana. Break the gemara. Gedol is the katana. What is the thing? It's a big takana, a small takana. Elamar Nachman. What I mean to say is like this. Amar Shmuel, takana is kavu is shalom kan. We made a takana here to be oiker a usual deraisa or usual halacha. Takana is kavu is shalom kan means it's a strong takana that can be oiker the normal thing. What's the normal thing? Kan akrua rabbanon l'shuvim v'abayis v'shadua asacher. Because the guy's livelihood depends on this. He's giving up his life to work hard to make a panasa. So therefore, we let him make the shua. Now, what does it say in the Gemara? Okru rabbanon l'shuvim v'abayis. We took away the rabbanon from shua the v'abayis. V'shadua asacher. Now, what does that mean, that the shua is on the Baal HaBayis? So Bishlam, in the case of Moida Mixas, very geschmack. There's a chi of the raisa shua on the Baal HaBayis, and we took it, and we put it now on the worker, on the socher, on the worker. But what about if you hold kaifa koil? So look Tysus, let's read Tysus inside. Tysus, second Tysus on top, akru rabbanon. So look Tysus, avagav the kaifa koil potter loinistriko shvuas hesis ad mirav nachmen. Like, it's not like Rashi, but anyway, asking, if you're going to make a shvua, it made sense on the Baal HaBayis. And here we say, we know he took it, take it away from him, and give it to the worker, even by, and by the mixas was shadi asachir, so that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying here, chiddush, we took away the shvua from the Baal HaBayis and put it on the sachir. Why? Because his livelihood depends on it. The Gemara, Mishum Kedei Chayev, the Socher can't see Leil Baal HaBayis. It doesn't make sense. Because we worry about the livelihood of the Socher, we can give a Knas Baal HaBayis. That's not fair. So the Gemara, yeah, it's fair. Baal HaBayis, Gufei Nichalei, the Mishtav, the Socher, the Shokel. He wants this to happen. Kehechad is Garen Leil Pailam. He wants to be able to get workers. No one's going to work. The opposite. Socher Nichalei, Shtav Baal HaBayis. He's willing to give the right to the Baal HaBayis because he wants to get a job. And Nifka, Kehechad Ligre, Baal HaBayis, so he should get jobs. He wants to get a job. No one's going to hire him. So the Baal HaBayis akarchi auger. Baal HaBayis always needs workers. He's struggling to hire workers. So the Gemara, no. Sachanami akarchi misker. I'll say the opposite also. A worker will always take jobs. He needs money. So what's the reason? So the Gemara, you know, the reason is like this. It goes about this kedei chayev, but we have a kedei chayev. But we feel bad for the Baal HaBayis. No, here there's a reason why we took it away from Baal HaBayis. El Baal HaBayis torad b'fayal lavu. He's busy with his workers, and he doesn't remember who he paid, who he didn't pay, and therefore, if he makes a shua, he might make a false shua. He has no idea what he's talking about. And therefore, we give the right to the sacher. Why? Because we're scared the Baal HaBayis is torad b'fayal lavu. Speaks out Tosfos, that v'loy plug bein pael echel yesh loy pael harbe. It's a loy plug, because maybe he only has one worker, but it's a loy plug. The mishan is the mishat. Basaka merubim. He has a lot of different things to take care of, not only different poilim, he'll have different businesses, and that's what the problem is. Akaponim, the Gemara is saying is the takana is because Baal HaBayis is tarab poilim. Frank the Gemara, okay, if you're so sure he's so busy, so then believe the sacha outright. But let him collect without shua. So, Gemara, you're right, but kedei lahafiz daita shel Baal HaBayis, we want to make the Baal HaBayis feel better, so we make him make a shua. Frank the Gemara, I've done way, instead of making shua, shua is a terrible thing, like we learned in the last parak, shua is not a good thing. So, why don't we just make a takana? You have to pay with Edom. But lays for labor Edom. And therefore, you'll save any arguments. You'll get one of your arguments. So, Tomorrow says, Trichle Milsa. It's hard to get Edom. You want to get a worker in the morning. You start looking for Edom, waking them up before Shachar. So, it's not going to happen. Trichle Milsa. Freyti Gemara, lays for labor Mikara. Why is it a halacha that when you hire a worker, you pay him up front? before he starts. This way, there won't be any fights. Because at the end of the day, he says, you don't start working until you have your money. So, Gemara, Shneim writes by Kafa. They both want to get paid at the end of the day. What's the reason? Mabai is Pasha, doesn't always have money. And the Payal, the reason is, Rash says, because he might use up the money before the end of the day, and he wants to bring home money for his family. The Rechna says is that if he gets paid by the beginning, it's going to be much harder to work. When you don't have your money yet, it's easier to work. You're working for your money. Here you have money, but it's hard to work. It's just Nero Kamasi, on top of on base. For the Gemara, if it's the reason why we say the Socher is gets the right to make a Shua, is because the Baal Bayis is Tarud, so Yachi, a fill of Katsas Nami. The halacha is, they'll see, Alama Tai Uta Raisa, that when they're arguing about how much they made up, then we trust the Baal Bayis, the one who's paying. We trust him. The Uman, the worker, says that you said you're going to pay me two. No, I'm going to pay you one. That there's no Shuas and Aitlam there. It's Moitzi Chavero Araya. So you see, they're not so torrid. He's not so not clear. It's clear. By Ketzitza, that he remembers. If he paid or not, he doesn't remember. But he knows how much he made up. That how much he knows how much he made up. If we said that the guy is tarred before love, so what's in the following braisa or mishnah? Even if it passes the time when he has to be paid, let's say the guy finished his job at the end of the night, so he has the whole day to get paid without having over the issa of Baal Tolim. Let's say he comes the next evening and says, you didn't pay me yet. The halacha is that the Baal Bayis is believed, not the worker. The reason is, he's tarred before love, we just said. So what's the difference if it's after this man? He doesn't remember if he paid. That's before the Zman Chiyuva, he's not sure. Ki mote Zman Chiyuva, Rami Anavsheu Mitker. You know what? When it comes to the Zman to pay, then he thinks about it and he Mitker. So that's what we say. If it reaches that time, so then we assume he paid. Frank Taisa Pashta Kasha. He has two Kasha, but I'll tell you a second Kasha. His Kasha is that, and we don't let him make a Shua. Why not? Because maybe he doesn't remember. And for Shua, a Shua Sheka, he's not scared of? A Shua Sheka, he's not scared of? That's the second kasha in the Rambam's key. Va'oid, amaya kru b'alam shvum ba'abayis, so kivin v'chayiv shua, rami ha'avshay. He'll be careful. So I'll tell you something, the teretz. The first teretz is a teretz, and it's a major psychology. He says, if you have an argument with a guy in the wages, and you're saying, I paid, and he said, I didn't pay, so then, once he said a lie, if you make him make a shua, he's not going to change his mind. He doesn't look like a chakra. So even if you put a shua on him, he's not going to, oh yeah, you're right, right, he's not going to do that. When the whole argument starts after the Zman at night, the next evening, then he thinks about it. Before he answers, he thinks about it. He knows, oh, I don't want to over the Isser, and I for sure paid. He doesn't want to be over the Isser, I for sure paid. Tosfos answers another kasha to that. Tosfos the first kasha was, why don't we just wait? Why don't we just wait to that time, and then they'll remember. So once you already started the argument, he's not changing his mind. That's the bar. Furthermore, another kasha. Now he's saying there's a chazaka. He doesn't want to over batalim. That's why mitka dachri. So let me ask you: even after this man, so if after this man, we say that the baal bayis leave not the socher. Well, socher also has a chazaka. V'chisocher over mishabal tigzol. If he's asking for the money, he doesn't want to over batalim. He must remember also. So tomorrow, baal bayis he could trade chazakas. Two chazakas pointing to that the baal bayis paid already. Doesn't wait so long to ask for his money. So therefore, since he waited till the next evening, he wins out. He has two chazakas. First of all, chazaka on the batalon, and second of all, a chazaka that ain't socher mashe schar. So tomorrow, right? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, lo yushanu el shesachroi be'edim. This whole din that we could have this din of Shvuas Hanoitlim, and we don't believe the Baal Bayis, is only if Sochrei Be'edim, which means he worked, he was hired with Edim, or he actually worked in front of Edim. So we know he worked. Ava Sochrei Be'edim, if no one knows that this guy worked for the boss, no one knows. B'tayach Shoyach Eloi Maloi, he has a migu. He could say, Lois Chaticha Ma'olam. The Baal Bayis could say, oh, you asked me wages? I don't know you. I never worked with me. So therefore, since he could have said that, he could say that I paid the chayiv. Let me read inside. He could say that I hired you and I paid you the money. Omar Yitzchok Yashar. It's I like that psak. V'chein Omar Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan said the same exact thing. And we had this similar Gemara before. Gemara asked, "B'chal Paul Rav Shlokish." When you say "chein Rav Yechanan," use the Rav Shlokish August Rav Yechanan. What Rav Yechanan say about this? Does he argue in it? Yigadar Mishdash have a shasi lay v'shasik lay. Some say he was drinking at that time and he was quiet, didn't answer. Yigadar Mishdash have a shasi lay. He always waited till Rav Yechanan finished his memra, and before Rav Shlokish had a chance to answer, Rav Yitzchok left. He has no idea. V'shasik lay. He was quiet that time. He had no idea what the psak was. But in any case, Rabbi Hudam, Rabbi Nachman says to Shiv Shmuel that if you didn't do Be'edim, you have a migu that you believe that you paid up. Itmar Nami, Omar Nashir Barzim, Omar Rav, so it's Rav and Shmuel, both hold the same thing. If you hired him below Edim, which means also he did not work with Edim, since I can say I never hired you, I paid you already. I have a migu that I paid you already. So this was the memra of Rav and Shmuel comes out, that if you don't have a rai that you worked for me, I'm believed to say I paid you. Because I could have said, I never hired you. What a beautiful psak. What's so good about this? M. Cain, if you're right that you have a smigu, let me ask you something. Every time a shoyim has to make a shua, what's the case? Since the guy could have said, I never even took your thing to watch, Yochalem learned an answer. I could say it was an oinus. No, the pasuk that says that there's a the chi of shua is the afkalei be'edim. You did it with edim. So Frank Demar, not a kasha. I guess love migu. Metoich Yochalem learned chazartir lach. I could say get back to Yochalem learned an answer. You could say nansu. That was on nenos. So Demar, the afkalei b'shtaro that you gave it with a star. And since you gave it a star and you didn't get back the star, obviously you didn't give it back. There's no exactly loch, and therefore you're not believed with a migu of Nansu, and that's why you need a shua. Mechlal, tavaros firulu, a mafke de tzachaver be'edim, ein tzarek lahachzloi be'edim. You see, that mafke de tzachaver be'edim, you don't have to give it back be'edim, because you see that if you hired be'edim, you could have said exactly loch. And b'shtar, tzarek lahachzloi be'edim. But b'shtar, you do have to give back be'edim, or unless you take the star back. So what are they saying this Gemara? Rava asked the Kasha on this beautiful Pshat, the Rav Mechamad Yibu Pshat. They said, you have a migu. He said, what do you mean, if you have a migu, how did the Shua Shem work? Let me ask you something. You never heard of a migu? Rava's arguing on migu? They didn't say anything major. All he said is, you have a migu. And he asked him, by Shua Shemrim, how you have a migu? What do you mean? Migu is all over Shas. All of a sudden, like, what's going on? The Pshat Pshat is Gemara. He Pshat Pshat is Gemara, what's going on? L'chaira, it's a migu. It's tiny good. If you look at the Ran, he asks Kash, Vikla Medeg Allah Tuva, Maika Parach Rav Alad Rav Acham, Vichilest Rav Alma Migum. So I'll tell you, there's two Pshatim. One Pshat from the Rimigash, one Pshat from Mashri Ragoyim. Pshat from Rimigash is that is Migu Lafture Meshua Loyaminan. Avada, there's this thing called a Migu, but it does not pass you from Meshua. He says like this. The in vada drava isle migu asvir le doyer mina migu el afturim and mina avaloy afturim shuasa mshamachi parach on my eyes he did some migu isle le may mashlo yeshava socher v'yitol makom ke shavu la bay says no right the Morris says migu like this he could have said la hadam he could have the Morris says you could have said la hadam and therefore now the worker cannot back a shuas night doesn't have shuas night that's what Morris says and Rav says I don't like it so the question is it's a good migu or it's a good migu. So Zok the Rimagash, it's a good migu, and therefore the Socher cannot make a shua as a night anymore. You're right. You win. But you can't pat yourself from a shua with a migu. That's what his Mechadish does. That if you have a migu, you can't pat yourself from a shua. You can pat yourself from him taking money, you'll win, and you'll have a right to make the shua, you'll win, but you cannot pat yourself from a shua. It's a chiddush of Rimagash. On that, other Shoinim argue, and they say a different shot over here. And they say, Avada, a migu pat yourself from a shua. He said, "What's the problem? What's the Rava arguing?" He said, "Rava arguing holds this is a migu da aza. To say la hadam is a migu da aza. You know the guy worked for you the whole day, slaved away for you. Now we're arguing about paying. You never would have said you don't work for you. They wouldn't have said that. He knows you're lying. You know you're lying. That's a migu da aza." And they said also, and that's why Shua Shem also will be a migu da aza if everyone knows that happened. That's the pshat and Rava. Rava's arguing with us. Either migu da through Meshua or migu da aza. Taisis is mashma like the migu da aza pshat to the maschal mataych. Okay. Last Gemara here. So Gemara Vayit, Kari Rama, Rami Bachama, Leder Hashashis. Rama Chama said this pasuk on Rav Sheshis. Vayosem David es advar me'el b'libe. Because Rav Sheshis went ahead and tried to have a kasha on this halacha, Rav Shmuel from a b'raisa. The Ashkei Rav Sheshes L'Rav Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes found Rav Shmuel. I'm like, Tanima Midi V'Sacher. Do you have any brises about Sacher? I'm like, yeah, I have a brisa. Tanina says in the brisa, Sacher Bizmanoi. If it's in the Zman of Baal Talin, Nishba V'Noitel. Like we learned. He makes a Shua and he takes it if the guy says he didn't pay him the wages. You hired me, you didn't pay me my schar. And the boss says, I paid you. I hired you, but I paid you. But if they're arguing about the ktsitsa, how much they made up, the halacha is that he has to bring a raya. That means the worker has to bring a raya that he's right. Have a ratio beloy raya. You see, the ratio is beloy raya. That means that in the ratio, he could make a shvua and collect. So what do you see? You see, there's no migul here. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to. They have to have a raya. You have to bring edim that you worked for him. You don't bring any raya. It's ratio beloy raya. It means ratio is mavuyer that a socher workers believed with no edim. He could make a shvua and finished. And he gets the money. If he doesn't have any raya that he even worked for anyone, so then the guy has a migu. So Chari have a kasha. Rav Sheshes went ahead and has a kasha on Rav Shmuel from his brisa, because you see over here that the ratio is below raya whatsoever. On Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it's not a good raya. On top of Menvav and Aleph, ratio is safer baraya. They both have a raya, but the brisa doesn't speak out that raya. Raya del shalom tonya. Raya that you have to pay. You don't have to pay that. We're talking about. Raya the shvua tani, the raya to set up a shvua, it's only to set up a shvua. Like the first step is to have eden, you worked, and then we have an argument, so you make a shvua sanoitlim. That raya we're not talking about. So we're not talking about that raya. It says a maitzach raya means you have to bring a raya that was two or one, that's a raya how much to pay. This raya, we're not talking about how much to pay, a raya if you worked in the first place. That's a raya just as a prerequisite for the shvua, it shouldn't be a migu, that we're not talking about. Rashi is like this. Raidel Shalom Tani, Raidel Mechayevis Baal Bais Shalom Tani. Raidel Shvua, Sheina Baal Galgos Shvua Socher, that Loi Katani. That doesn't say. That we're not talking about. We're not talking about such a case. Shkaya.